fire started a little before 3, and basically seemed to start on the outside of the building and kind of went up through the exterior wall and kind of poured smoke into the building. Luckily, they noticed it pretty quickly, and everybody evacuated the building, called the fire department. Actually, the barbershop that's in the corner of our building, one of the barbers actually went and took a fire extinguisher and put it out for the most part. Then the fire department came in, put a big hole in the building. But that's great because they extinguished everything. And
any idea where the source of the fire started?
That's unknown. I talked to the fire department when they kind of gave us the release on the building, and they were going to give us a report next Tuesday. They felt like it definitely started on the outside of the building. There was kind of piles of trash back there, not ours, but there's a corner of the building there that I think a lot of leaves and stuff like that kind of collect in. So that's all we know right now.
Other than the fire damage to the exterior of the building and the firefighters knocking a hole into the building, any other damage?
No, there doesn't seem to be. I mean, minor damage. It doesn't seem like any of our equipment was damaged, which is great because we have a lot of equipment back in that half of the building. So we're thankful for that. And really all we're left with now is a pretty heavy smoky smell throughout the building, but we're going to have a service come in over the weekend and try to help us with that problem.
If it had to happen, it was good that it happened after National Signing Day, man. And heading into the weekend.
Could you imagine if that would have happened right in the middle of our signing day show? That would certainly be new.
Not computer generated visual effects for sure.
Right. It was funny. For one National Signing Day, we had a really, this was in a different office, but we had a really hard freeze, and all of our water in the building, our toilets were frozen, everything else, and so. That was quite an interesting signing day, but yeah, luckily that we were past all that with this fire.
But on a serious note, all operations are going as if nobody knew there was a fire then.
Absolutely. As far as our main business, we host that in the cloud, so it doesn't come out of this office anyway. Now, how it's been during the radio show, I'm sure we would have continued that show on cell phones or something like that. So, but everybody's safe and operations are continuing as normal.
And the TV show will be up and running as usual on Monday.
I think so. Yeah, that's the plan.